Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this gathering. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, thank God I am free. Joe said he thanked God and he is free. What are you saying? I'm not a slave to sin no more. Not a slave to sin no more. God have freed me. He have freed me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. The Other Side of Salvation, number 42. The Other Side of Salvation, number 42.
I just see what y'all gonna catch there.
That's what we preach over there now, and the other side, still dealing with suffering. The other side, the side we try to duck. You can't have one without the other one. Yeah, so we try to duck the other side. We sing hallelujah on this side, but what about the other side of salvation? God gave me that message over there, and what I love about the Lord, he's dealing with suffering. I mean that. Suffering. And we still dealing with God that need nothing. Number 42. Still dealing with the God. What got me was he gave me a message that I've been preaching on here. Suffering. That's what the church got to face and don't want to face it. Because of what? Chicken and we are afraid of suffering for Christ. I promise you, this is the church problem. But he really doesn't need us for nothing. He can fight his own battle. He didn't want to wake us up. We don't wake him up. And the old folks say he never lost a battle. He can't lose. But our scripture today is coming out of Luke, if you will. Luke 19. Luke 19 and the 10th verse. Luke 19 and 10. For the Son of Man is come to do something. To seek and save that which were lost. The Son of Man, he's seeking to save. Notice, he's not seeking save folks. He's seeking the lost. He's seeking the lost folks. That's strange. When you look at it, it's strange. God come to help us, and he got to find us. And we know we need help. Anybody that hear my voice that are lost, Jesus will come to find you.
Amen.
He's seeking the lost. He's seeking the lost. And you know, if you're not saved, you what? Lost. What am I gonna do with them when I get them? What can I do for God? He's trying to find me. And I'm steady running from him. Every time that we hear the word of God and don't answer to it, we ignore the call. Some folk heard the call but never answer. Ain't it strange, God, ain't it? Seeking and already know every mosquito in the world. Know every bird that fly. A sparrow can't fall except he know it. That's a strain that he's out here seeking.
All right, all right.
It's got to be something else to this thing. Evidently, they don't want to answer the call. They have heard it. And they got, I said, a mentality of Adam, in a sense. Hide. But Adam did what? Answer. He answered. That's the only thing saved him. Cause he what? I'm talking to somebody right now. Don't know Jesus. He calling you right now. Trying to find the lost. God Almighty. Seeking to save the lost.
Well,
Pastor, what? What God really want with me? God wants to use you in his kingdom. You can be used, but I've never been a nobody. But what I love about the Lord, he can use anybody. Folks don't recognize me, Brother Pastor, as nothing. He come to seek the nothing. To make you something. I come to seek and to save. That which was lost. What a gracious God. The lost. Our lostness can be found. Only God knows exactly where you are, but you just got the answer. God Almighty.
He wants you to recognize who he is. I thought about something. If you don't find your life, you'll lose it. You don't know what God made you for. You don't know what he created you for. The only way you're going to find who you really are, you've got to answer to the call. I made you for a purpose. I didn't bring you here and just created you and thought you out there. I made you to do something for me.
Thank you.
But if you never answer, you'll lose your life. But if you answer, you find your life, you'll find out what I created you for.
Yes, sir. All right.
You'll never know what God really created you for until you answer the call. I never made a mistake, God said. I made you for a purpose. If you come to me, I'll show you what I created you for. You right here searching what God got for me. You don't try this, try that. But go to God, the one that created. He'll show you what he created you for.
Yes, sir.
But you let the devil harden your heart where you won't answer the call. Oh, the man. He's a great God. This where suffering come in at. Did you not know because of the call, it caused Christ to go to the cross? This where the suffering part come in at. Because he loved us so. God loved me so. Anybody, again, I just got to stick with this for a while. Anybody that hear my voice and lost and don't answer to God, you'll never get saved. I done find out something else. It's in the Bible. I done find out your own righteousness can't save you.
No, sir.
That's what I'm going to work on right there. The devil is a deceiver, Jesse. I don't watch people. You have watched them. And all of us watch one another. Watch this and watch that. I find out that the devil will come in and tell you, just do good things. Just do good things. Be good to people. You be all right with God. That's a lie from hell. I find out your own righteousness can't save you. Your own righteousness. I can treat this man just right. Treat this just right. Treat this just right. Do good things. Help the poor. Do them, blah, blah. And still don't have the righteousness of God, I'll still bust hell wide open. Our own righteousness can't save us. It's got to be the righteousness of God. Jesus come to seek. It's a purpose why he comes what? To seek and save the lost. You can't make yourself saved and ready to go to heaven. If that was the case, Jesus could have stayed in heaven. Get the main point here. I come seeking the lost. And did you not know that seeking called Jesus the cross? He had to die.
Yes.
To do this. God Almighty. That's love. I come all the way from heaven. I put all of my glory to walk in this dirty and sinful world, to be beat on and be killed to get you saved.
Yes, sir.
And you turn me down. Jesus said, I'm the only one can get you to heaven. I had to die on the cross. Can I pray Jesus right now? I got to die on the cross trying to get you saved. That's where the cross come in at. If I suffer and you follow me, you're going to suffer. And we turn him down. The sister said, it's a fight. It's a fight. You better catch the fight. Why, you got it. And his sister went far enough to say, Jesus coming back. The old folks say, I got my ticket in my hand.
Well,
y'all hear them old folks talk about that? I got my ticket in my hand. You better get your ticket. He comes seeking those who are lost. Thank God for Jesus. And my brother and sister, he's seeking, he's searching, he's looking, he hunts for lost souls. Ain't that something, y'all? Find some lost souls. You know, I'm going to take my time. I ain't got no but time. Seeking soul. Find soul. Seeking soul. Watch this. Just like he called Adam. When he preached the gospel, he'd be calling, Jimmy! Micah! Susan! Deborah! Mary! Jimmy! You better answer the call!
Well,
he called Adam name. Adam called himself Hyde. But Adam did what? Handsome. That's what got him in heaven. Because he what? Watch this now. I'm not in a hurry. Just what God does, he used those who have answered the call.
Well,
to go help him hunt.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
See, what you want something unusual. You're supposed to be so much special and all that kind of stuff. You're going to be a little skinny man like me. A little skinny woman, a little skinny whoever. Who fat, whoever, whatever she may be. Whoever, white, black, whatever, is talking for him. He used us. He got me out the bush.
Yes.
I'm out.
Yes.
I'm not boasting about his grace that got me out.
Yes.
But one thing about it, I'm glad about it.
Yes.
That I answered the call.
Yes.
And we look at it, we're looking for Jesus himself. Oh, he got helpers. He used anybody to talk about him. You better answer the call. You're not that special. I want to let you know. Because if you miss the call, you don't miss your way, your flight to heaven. And sister, let me help you too. You know, you always said it. But see, Jesus, I like what she said. She said, he the ticket. I know you talk about John all the time, but John can't get you on.
That's right.
Thank God for Moses, but Moses can't get you on that flight.
That's right.
Nobody, Walker can't get you on. Nobody. Jesus is the ticket. If Jesus. haven't not stepped on the ticket, you cannot get on the flight. Lord Almighty. And my brother and sister, we stopped off on Sunday before that. Oh, yeah. We were telling you that we become righteousness of God. The righteousness of God when we believe what Jesus done for us on the cross. For our sin. That would make us righteous because we were sinful folks. It is Christ who makes us righteous toward God. You can't make your own self righteous by doing good things. That's deception from the devil. Do good things. Help the poor folk. Give poor. Help somebody. That still can't get you there. Good what? But no salvation in it. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, we must understand, because we may do right things, good things, it does not make us the righteousness of God. Amen. Only through Jesus Christ would make us the righteousness of God. Amen. And my brothers and sisters, this would make us become a part of Christ because of the righteousness of God. By ourselves, we can't do it. God really doesn't see us, our sin. He sees us through Jesus. Because of the blood, he looked at Jesus. And when he sees Jesus, he sees the blood. He said, that's one of my children, young. Because of what? The blood.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Help him, Lord. Amen. Not because you hold a dance. The devil can hold a dance. Not because you come to church. Not because we stand up here preaching. He recognizes us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Not because you're doing good things, but through the blood. He got to see the what? Blood. Yeah. That's my child. That will make me righteous through him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
You can't do good things and think that's salvation. That's not salvation.
Amen. That's right. Thank you.
But through the blood. God of mine. Of the Lamb of God. When we give our life to Christ, that's the blood. And my brothers and sisters, we must understand, because we are this color, that color, we must understand because we got this job or that job. That don't help God. That don't help us get saved. I'm dealing with salvation because so many folks miss salvation. A lot of folks in church but don't know Jesus. They need to understand it. They need to understand it. I don't talk to some folks. They say, well, I'm doing about best on the folks out in church. They don't told y'all that, ain't they? Trying to get me to come to church. He didn't talk about me. He been talking about somebody else then. Well, I saw him over yonder. I saw her over yonder. Over there with me. Yon, 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 yon. But watch this now. But they may be saved.
Yeah.
Don't get crossed up on that now.
Yes,
see, God said, those who I love, I chase them.
Right.
He can be out there with you, but when I get ready to go get my child, I know how to get him back home.
Yes,
right. Amen. Watch this. Now watch this. I'm a devil, or a child of God. Hey, people won't fix it, no. I'm going to call myself now. We out there playing ball. Yeah, me and Jesse out there playing ball. Bless the ball. But I'm saying you ain't saved. Come on, stand up, Jesse. Yeah. We out there playing ball. We out there playing. You know, we out there playing ball. Boy, then it started raining. God Almighty. I run in the house. Out the rain. He ain't got no house to go in. That's my father's house. And I can go in that house, I can look in the Fishdale, I can look at everywhere. I can, it can, he can't do that. He can't even go in.
That's right. That's right.
That's it.
Because
right. He don't know Jesus.
Right.
See, when it rains, I can get it out of the rain.
That's right. That's right.
No, he said, the same way when Jesus comes back. That's what the sister was talking about. When he comes back, you better have somewhere to go. He's coming back at you, me, and everybody else. But you better have somewhere to go. Your father's house ought to be ready for you. That's what Jesus come here for, to put you in a safe house. Coffee gonna rain. I want y'all to get this. Because with all my heart, you talk to folks, you see about, they get crossed up on conversion. By doing good work. Good work can't save you by itself. I'm saved now, I do what? Good work. But good work can't save me from hell. We are good through Jesus who? Christ. God Almighty. Some folk, watch this now. Some folk, I'm not downing nobody, I'm trying to help you. Some folk come, you know, come to churches and they just go, I'm going to church today. You know, I ain't saved now. I'm going to church, hear the gospel, get ready up and go back home. Still ain't saved. We'll go back and make talk about the preacher, oh, he's done a good job, a sad, quiet saying, but you still ain't saved. Go back next Sunday. Still ain't saved. Until you recognize that God calling you. And the devil will tell you, don't answer. You're ashamed. Oh, he put all that mess in your mind. Make you think you're all right. And then you get to talking. If he make it, I can make it. But if he's a child of God, he gonna make it. Yeah, he may do some wrong. Yeah, ain't nobody pray, but what? God said, those who I love, I'm gonna chase them. Just like the prodigal son, he left, but he had to come where? Back. Because God sent him back. God got hounds he sent at his children. And but when they track you down, you coming back. God said, those my children I chase. If you're not to go without chasing, you're not my child. Hold on. Now find out. Folks in church need to know this. Not only on the outside, but in church. See, they come here to the gospel, know they lost, never get any life to Jesus. You think you're going to heaven just because you come in a building? You've got to meet Jesus. He come to seek and to save the lost. This good gospel. I don't care what this good gospel. Didn't want to hear about Daniel and now and then, but he had Jesus come get him, didn't he? You better not get in there and lost. The lion will have a steak that day, buddy. You've got to be a child of God. God Almighty. Those I come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, this what make us become a part of Christ because of the righteousness of God. That's what we got to look at. God Almighty. It because of Christ, I gave my life to God's Son. That would make him recognize me. He bring me to be a part of the heaven family. If I miss him, I'm still lost.
Amen.
Oh, that plain as day. Paul, look at Romans 8, 14 through 18 for me. Listen at this. Oh, the mighty.
For as many as are led
by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
They are the sons of God.
Many.
Well, led by what?
Spirit of God.
Capital S. Yes. Talking about the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
They are what? Sons of God. Read on, Paul.
Paul.
Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
God Almighty. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage. We're not in bondage no more. See, when we lost, we're in bondage.
Yeah.
What you mean, Reverend Walker? The devil direct me. I don't have no power to do nothing. The devil said, come here, boy.
I won't do that.
Bring yourself here. I know it sounds funny, but I'm trying to get y'all to see my point. I don't have no power to resist him. I'm not a son of God. I don't have no power to resist the devil. Steal that car.
I ain't gonna steal that. My mama taught me not to steal.
Get that car, boy. Y'all got to get my point. I'm not in bondage no more. Devil, you don't tell me what to do no more. The Spirit of God tell me what to do. I got power to resist you now. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And if you don't rebuke him, just walk off and leave him. I'm not in bondage. I've been born again.
But ye have received a capital S. The spirit of adoption.
What you mean, brother? I'm a child
all right,
of the King. God Almighty. What you mean, Reverend Walker? Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. In other words, I ain't got to call him Mr. Jim. Hey, Father.
All right.
Mr. Jack, hey, Father, he my Father now. And if he my Father, I'm a part of him. Mr. Jim, I'm not a part of me. Boy, but my Father, I've been adopted. I'm a child of God. Look at your name and say, I'm a child of God. Child of God. I'm not in bondage. I'm not in your bondage that you can make me do something.
Thank you.
You used to make me do things.
Thank you.
But I got some power now to resist you.
Thank you.
The power of God give you the power to resist. But if you don't know Jesus, you ain't got no power. Not with the devil.
Amen.
Not with the devil. Human by itself can't do nothing with Satan. But we've been adopted. God Almighty. By the power of God. Read on, Paul.
The Spirit.
Listen.
Itself beareth witness.
God Almighty.
With our spirit. That we are the children of God.
Capital S. Talking about the Holy Spirit. Itself beareth witness. With our little spirit, that we are children, God Almighty, of God. I said, children. I'm a child of God. God is my Father. I said, God is my Father. I'm a child of God because what Jesus done on the cross.
Yes, sir.
I got power to resist the devil. Yeah. And sometimes folks, you know, I don't see you where I used to see you. I've been changed. Paul used to kill folks.
Well,
but he met somebody bad as he was.
Yeah.
Now started killing folks, he tried to give them life.
That's right.
When he met Jesus, his whole life changed.
That's right. That's right.
God Almighty. Bless His holy name. So the Spirit of God bears witness that I am a child of God. Bless His holy name. Read on, Paul.
And if children,
listen,
then heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together.
Well, Paul said, if children, God Almighty, then heirs, and not only heirs, but joint heirs, with God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. God Almighty. Get up, Jess. This is my brother, John Ayles.
All right.
We're Christ. We are, because we are children of God.
Yeah.
We brothers. Brothers. We ought to walk together in church.
There you go.
We're supposed to walk together.
Yeah.
See, not me tricking him, he tricking me.
Right.
Not he digging ditches for me, I'm digging ditches. We are brothers.
Right.
Right. See, I'm trying to steal somebody's pocket, see. We are brothers. I'm trying to get y'all to see something. We're brothers. We in the same family.
Yeah.
But we fight one another like cats and dogs, and we are brothers.
Yeah.
We in the same house.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brothers. I tip over and talk about it. Oh, Jesse ain't nothing. He's never been nothing. Brothers. This is my brother. This is my brother.
All right.
That's what church got to understand. We are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Why dig a ditch by your brother? Always remember this. You can get down in a ditch if you want to. Or dig one for your brother. You better watch this stuff. When you dig a ditch for your brother, always remember you in there first. When you get to the bottom of it, you still in there. And I don't saw some folks try to get out and never come out themselves. Because you're digging a ditch for you, what? Your brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. We heirs. Your heirs with Christ. God Almighty. And this is what folks got to understand. I'm heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. So we brothers, we sisters. Why fighting in church so much?
Thank you.
What you mad about? You think you can come to church and be mad and call yourself worshiping God? You're not worshiping God. You'll do better if you just stay at home. God not crazy.
Thank you,
Jesus. The devil got you going and you don't even see it. Come to church with a chip on your shoulder. You ought to stay at home and pray. You'll do better with God. We brothers and sisters. We in the same family. You better check sometime your salvation. God Almighty. Bless His holy name. That we may be also glorified together. Read on, Paul. One more scripture.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Yes.
Oh, Paul said, guarantee almost there. Guarantee. The suffering that we go through with. Oh, Paul said. In this what world? This present world, in this present time. He dealing with this present time. Are not what?
Word.
To be what? With the what?
Glory.
That shall be what?
Revealed.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Yeah, who am I getting this time? Come here, little young fellow. We down here. Now, we down here on earth. Come on down here. Man. We down here on earth. I don't got old and got crazy. Get folk got to know Jesus. Too many folk go to church, don't know Jesus. We down here together. Maybe catching hell. Me and you both catching hell. I may be giving you hell, you may be giving me hell. But how the case may be, we down here. God Almighty. And some of you go through trial and tests. God ain't picking on you. I don't find out God ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. He promised us that. If you're going through something, you're the child of God, you're going to make it. You think you're not going to make it, but you're going to make it. Sometimes God lets you go through some things that put you on your knees sometimes. Sometimes God let us go through some things to see ourselves. If you never be chased by God, you're not of God. Those who I love, I'm going to chase them. Watch this. Have y'all ever saw folk? I mean, some folk can go through some stuff. I mean, go through some stuff. You wonder what got them going. God got them going. And sometimes God just flips us to come to ourselves. But those I'm dealing with now is those who look like God always picking on me. Oh, that mercy. Oh, watch this. Watch this. Like he always, don't never bar him, always picking on me. But see, God done condition the fella. He don't condition you to go through this. Ordinary, some folk can't go through it. But I don't fix you like Job. Anybody can't go through what Job went through with. I fix you like Job. You can't put that on anybody. God mauls folk like he wants to mold them. I picked you out to mold you. And you've been suffering all your life. And every devil on you, I'm doing everything. And every time you see him skipping up and down the road. But don't worry about that. This, oh, I'm about to get happy again. This little suffering I'm going through with. We call it live, but it's big with you. Can't become hair. Boy, I got some stuff in heaven, boy. Lord, you forgive me for complaining when you see what God got for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What you going through with can't be compared to what God got waiting on you. God make you tough to take stuff. And what hurt us so much, look, talk about hurt us. Hurt my feelings. You better find you somebody that's a follower. You're always crying like a little baby. You better go and get you a ball and suck on the car. God, tired of being little babies. Somebody talk about me. Talk all you want to talk. That don't stop me because you talk. And sometimes they want you to get it. And sometimes when they get it, them just stepping stones.
Yes, sir.
But when you go through, see, watch this. Y'all got to watch God. He know you. Sister Kelly, he know you. He know what you can bear. Yeah, like you got a child. You know, if you know all about that child, you know him. So pretty good, you know. But he know you. He loves you. I know what to put on you. Sometimes God puts something on some of us, but we can be an example to other folks. And sometimes you see some folks say, I don't see how she go through all of that. God conditioned her to do it. Look like God be picking on you. Boy, but guess what? But what he got waiting on you. What he got waiting on you. I don't think nobody in here went through what Joel went through.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
I don't care what that old devil done to Joel.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to wait. Watch that old devil. Watch that old devil. The old devil came and got in his wife. He was looking bad, boy. Joel was looking bad. And his wife, the devil said, look at him. Go tell him, don't die.
Mama.
The devil told his wife to do that.
Mama.
Coming by and looking at you. You stinking. The devil was saying, I'm tired of waiting on you. You want some water all the time? And be glad when he go die. Do something. His wife. That's a hurt. You look so bad, you stinks. You ought to go and cuss God and die. Old Joe woke up then. Joe said, you sound like a foolish woman. God gave that stuff to me. It's his stuff. He take it when he feels like it. So you don't know what he got prepared for me. This little something I'm going through with. Boy, but you ought to see what he got waiting on me. You're going. I may not get it on this side. But watch this. But boy, but when I get in here. You know what we'll say? Forgive me for complaining so much. When I see what he got waiting on me. God know what he doing. He know exactly. He know you. He created you. He conditioned you. No, all of us can't go through with the same thing. But I know what you can bear. You, Y-O-U. You special to God. I know all of my children. He ain't going to put no more on you. We don't understand a lot. Job didn't understand that stuff. But one thing he didn't know. I'm going to wait. Oh, devil just dealing with it. Sometimes the devil just deal with you all the time. Go to y'all. Even on your job, like everybody hates you. But he said, I'm going to wait. The devil said, what you going to leave and quit your job? Oh, I ain't quit nothing. I'm going to stay right here. He gave me this job. I'm going to stay right here.
That's right.
He don't lack you, so what? God knows what I can bear. He wants you to cuss back. No, don't cuss back. If they cuss, you say, hey, bye. How you doing? That's a knock them off their feet. But Job said, I'm going to wait. I get happy right there. I don't know what's going to happen. I know who owns this world. If he can watch over sparrows, I know he can watch over me. He promised never to leave me, nor forsake me. I'm better than a sparrow. When you call your home, what he got waiting on you? Lord have mercy. Look at John. What do you look at him? When you look at and see God, Lord have mercy. Forgive me, Lord. Be your good heart and forgive me. He got some up there we can't even imagine in our mind. God know what he's doing. Yeah, you're going to go through some trials. You get shy. Just like Job, the devil come to God and say, won't you try Jimmy? Yeah, he right there hollering every day, Lord good. You might have on the job saying, Lord good. Lord, you ought to give your life. You see, the devil get mad with that.
That's right.
And don't never live on what he thinks he's struggling. He talking to God now, okay? Oh, devil.
Yes, sir.
I bet if you break his leg. The first thing that he'll start doing, cussing you out, God. Don't you watch this? Don't you never watch this? This is very important. Don't you never get to a point that you pleasing God so well that nothing can happen to you.
All right.
You're gonna be deceived.
That's right.
The devil dealing with you then. Don't never get to a point. I'm doing things so right. Can't nothing. I don't believe God will never let nothing happen. That's the wrong attitude.
All right.
That's right.
The devil been talking to you. And then here come the devil going to God. I bet you if you just let me have just a half a day. Because you heard you talk.
Yeah.
And I make a stop coming to church. I make a turn on you right now. See, you got to watch that.
Yeah.
We hear it. We call to suffer. That's what Peter said.
All right.
Peter said, you are called to suffer for his sake. Called. Called. I called you to suffer. You my child. You gonna make it. You can't lose with nothing you go through with. Because I'm a child of God. I belong to the righteousness of God. I may not look right to you. You may not look right to me. But to him, I'm righteous. Why, Reverend Walker? Because of the blood of Jesus. I can't make myself righteous. But when I give my life to Jesus, I become his child. That will make me the righteousness of God. My righteousness ain't nothing but filthy rags. When you try to do it on your own, you will fail every time. But if you give it over to Jesus, you can handle it. I have prepared a place for you. And what you're going through with can be compared to what I got waiting on you. Man can't come up with no knowledge to explain in no kind of way. Something we can't even talk about. God Almighty, what God got for us. I won't say this again right here because it's very important. God know how much to put on you. Please hear me. He know how much to put on everybody. You his child. He not sleep. He know you're there. Because you're going through your tests and trials, stay there. What do Reverend Walker say? Now, Lord, condition me. That's what I told God about me. Condition me. I don't know how I'm going to leave here. I may get killed for the gospel. But I said, condition me. Condition me. Fix me. He ain't going to put no more on me than I can bear. He ain't going to put no more on you. If you're going through with it, stay right there. Do just like Job. I ain't going to cuss God and die. I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait until my change come. Can't nobody box with God. Your arm too short. You're too light. Nobody. He'll fight your battle for you if you just keep still. We're not in bondage no more.
No,
we're children of God.
Yeah.
I can go to my Father to ask for strength.
Yeah.
And he'll give it to you.
Yes,
may God bless you.
Bless you.
May God keep you. We are children of God.
This is catalog number 1546, catalog number 1546.
We're finna close. We are righteousness of God because of Jesus Christ. Because his blood has washed us clean. He accepts us because of Jesus. Out of all righteousness, he will not accept it. I'm accepting you because of Jesus. You can't do it yourself. I'm self-righteous. You ain't going to never make it with God. Your righteousness, my own self-righteousness, ain't number fifth or eighth in God's sight.
Right.
But the only way he accepts us is through Jesus Christ. So I'm talking to somebody. Don't be deceived. Because the devil comes to you, he's still in your mind. You think that be God. That be the devil talking to you. Anytime something come in your mind against God, it's always the devil. Anything come in your mind about the word of God, don't want to believe it, that's the devil talking to you. That's the devil. He don't want you to know God. Well, watch him now. Watch him. He'll save anybody. I don't care what you have done. He'll save you. If you lost and need him. And you sure need him. If you lost, you need him. And sometimes folks got to understand, you know, this is what God want me to push, and I'm trying to push it hard I can. We think because we do good things, we save. That's not saved. That's not salvation, because you help somebody, always helping somebody, saying good things. Oh, that's not salvation. Your righteousness and my righteousness itself ain't number fifth or rags. He accepts us through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I can't see your sin because of Jesus. If Jesus in heaven right now making intercession for us.
That's right.
If Jesus move our way, he'll see nothing but sin.
That's right.
In us. But call Jesus there by his side.
Right.
Making intercession for us.
Yeah.
Give him another chance, Lord.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Father.
Yeah.
We can talk to the Son, but the Father, we got to go through Jesus Christ.
All right.
My goodness and your goodness. Ain't hitting on nothing when it comes down to God. We ain't nothing but filthy rag. But because of what Jesus done, I can talk to God. Ain't y'all glad you can talk to God? Because of what Jesus done on that cross, I can talk to God. And guess what, y'all? I don't have no problem talking to God. I read sometimes he gets tired of me. I love to talk to him. I ain't joking with you, boy. Love to talk to him. I said, I can talk to you. Boy, I ain't bragging y'all. It give me joy. Because I can talk to God. Can't nobody stop you from talking to God if you are a child of God. Nobody can stop that. If you can even talk, your spirit talks for you. You ain't got to open your mouth, the spirit. His spirit bear witness that we are sons, children of God. You ain't got to open your mouth. He deal with the spirit. He'll save anybody. If you lost, but give your life to Christ now. I promise you, just like that sister said, I promise y'all. He put my hand on the Bible. Jesus finna come back after a while. I promise you. Promise you. You can see it plain as day. Just watch the Bible and see what happened. Won't be long. Better get saved now. Better get saved. He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's how easy it is to be saved. Why are you ashamed? Huh? What you afraid of? I bet you want to go to heaven when you die. You're doing well now, you're helping everything. But wait your dying time. You want to use God as a little spell to be, you know, time the Lord. Just like I told y'all, my wife said, one of her friends, sister, brother, yeah, the guy in the mobile somewhere, said he wait last minute to try to be saved. She said, don't believe. Believe Jesus Christ. Go on, believe. He couldn't even say it. You know what he was saying? He said, I feel fire in my feet. That's what she said. That's what her sister said. She said, it's coming on up my legs. Don't play Jesus short. Don't make no fool out of Jesus. Can't make no fool. He already know you. He know me. He know you. He knew you before you came out your womb. I already got you before I put you in the womb. You ain't got to remind me of nothing. I already know you. He knows everything. And he'll save anybody. If you want to be saved, he'll save you. You got to get saved on this side. Stop listening to the lies. When I get over yonder, God's going to strive me. He ain't going to do nothing. It's over. When you die, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. You got to get him while you're alive. Let us all stand. He'll save you. And those are churches open. I like to see folk get saved. We play church a lot, but church ain't nothing to play with. I promise you. You're playing with your soul. Get saved. Don't be ashamed to get saved. God Almighty. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. You got to get him on this side. Somebody may want to come by Christian Experience by letter. We'd be glad to have you. Whosoever will, let him come. But just don't walk out here lost. You don't have to be a member of this church. Just get saved. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. I said, and send you where you want to go. But just go to a church where they talk about Jesus. That's bad enough. Just go to a church where they talk about Jesus. Don't go where they're not talking about Jesus. If Jesus saved you, go where they're talking about Jesus. Some pastor never bring up Jesus' name. You better go where they're talking about Jesus. He the Savior. He the one died for your sin. One more time, Jesus. Nobody but. May God bless you. Sister Secretary, will you read?
Pastor Walker. we have come in an affliction experience with Jesus Mitchell.
Sister Mitchell. Sister Mitchell, how you doing? Bless your heart. You know you're saved, and you've been baptized. We're glad to have you. Come and work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. May God bless your baby.
Christian Walter Conley.
Conley. May God bless you, brother. We're glad to have you. You know you're saved, and you've been baptized. We're glad to have you here. Come and work out your soul salvation. Can you sing?
That's all right.
Don't worry about that. Just get over with you. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Pastor
Walker, we have Jamarian
Archie,
a candidate for baptism.
Yes. How are you? 11 years old. You don't heard about Jesus, have you?
Yes, sir.
Bless your heart. Your mother and father here? Young Chief, may God bless you. May God, you want to give your life to Jesus, don't you? To be your personal Savior. But do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe it down in your heart? I want you to confess it with your mouth. Say,
I believe
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe He died for my sin. But He didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in His hand. Said, I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Tell that young girl you're saved. Shake your hand. I'm saved. Glory to His holy name. You did not your faith in Jesus. You gave your life to Jesus on Sunday. Never forget that. Huh? You gave your life to Jesus on Sunday. All right? That's your holy name.
And we have Brother LaBrose
Hesman. Brother Hesman, how you doing?
Well,
bless your heart. You know you're saved.
Yes, ma'am.
Been baptized.
Amen.
We're glad to have you. Come and work out your soul salvation. Can you sing? All right, brother. They're waiting on you. They're waiting. Hallelujah. Glory to His holy name. You can follow them. Tell them we're going to baptize them tonight. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Those of us that die prayer, just come down the altar. Glory to His name. We're going to baptize that young man tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Hold somebody's hand. We brothers and sisters. Ain't that right, sir? We brothers and sisters. We don't dig ditches. Lie on one another. Ain't that right, sir? We brothers and sisters. Ain't that right? Hold your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Great Father, there's nobody like you. You God alone. You need nobody. But we need you in this second of our lives. We want to let you know we just thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for our home, car, clothes, friends. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus, who died on the cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Thank you for salvation. Thank you because you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We can see now. Keep us. We can't keep ourselves. We're kept by the power of the living God. Every soul, hear my voice. Bless them right now. So I'm going through trials and tests. Keep them. Some kind of way you can let them know you're standing by their side. And promise never to leave them, nor forsake them. You love us. Let them know that they may not have many friends, but let them know you love them. You can fix it.
those who need a touch right now. Heal those who need a healing. By your stripes we are healed. You the Lord God that heals this thing. Somebody seeking a job, I pray that you are directed. You can open doors anywhere. Fix it. Fix it. You know how to fix it. You are fixing God. Thank you for doctors. Thank you for medicine. Thank you for nurses. The healing is right there in your hand. Touch those who need that healing touch. Even when the doctor walks away, you can heal. Thank you now for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. We receive all of thy faith. You got the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Amen. Hear your neighbor, bless your love.